Mishnah Yud, it is forbidden midrabbanan to place a bolt on a door on Shabbos if it is not connected to the door. Rather, every time you close the door, you also add this bolt onto the door. This appears to be like building, you're adding onto the structure, and therefore midrabbanan, it's forbidden. However, if that bolt could be used for other things, it's not designated only for using as a bolt, so then it could be that it's not considered like building, because it's much more, it's clear that it's a temporary thing. So the Mishnah brings a machlekes about this point, neger sheyesh bereishai glustera, a bolt used to lock a door, which has a knob at the end of the bolt. So since this can be used for other things as well, such as crushing spices, for example, it's very similar to the utensil used for that. So Rabbi Eliezer says it's still forbidden, because even though you could use it for other things, it's very clear that the main point of this item is to use it as a bolt, and it still does look like you are adding on to the building. However, Rabbi Yossi said it is permitted, since the fact that it can be used for other things means that when you add it onto the door, it looks like a very temporary thing. It can be used for spices. You're not adding a spice crusher to the door. So it's clear that it's temporary, and therefore it is not like building, and it is therefore permitted. Now Rabbi Eliezer proves his point to Rabbi Yossi. Omer Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said, Maisa b'Knesset shebe Tveria, there was a story. It once happened in a shul in Tveria. And Beis HaKnesses, Shahu Noigin Beheter, so their custom was to permit this. They would lock the door of the shul with a bolt with a knob at its end until Ad Sheboram Gamliel Vazakenim, and Turam Gamliel and other Chachamim came one day and they saw what the shul were doing, and they told them it was forbidden. So you see from here that they also made your mistake, Rabbi Yossi, and Turam Gamliel and the Chachamim told them that I am correct and that this is forbidden. Now Rabbi Yossi replied to him, that's your version of the story, but my version of the story, Rabbi Yossi says, Isr Naguba. Their custom was to forbid this, and they would not bolt the door. But then, Rabban Gamliel and the Zakenim came, the Hittirulahen, and they told the people of Tveria that it was permitted. So the story you're bringing is actually a proof for me, we just have different versions of the story, but I still hold that it is permitted, as my version of the story indicates.